You may have heard a little over a week ago that Frontier Airlines launched an unlimited annual flight pass.
Wow.
For just over $799.
So cool. It makes you stutter.
It comes with some caveats, though. There's blackout periods around the holidays.
Oh.
And you can't book a domestic flight more than a day in advance.
What?
But it's
still. Wow. Like
is there going to be any flight available?
It's Frontier. There's always going to be something available. Okay. But yeah.
They're kicking off at least one drunk person per flight.
It's a pretty good deal, though.
I think they're all middle seats on Frontier.
Yeah.
Well, all of them.
A lot of people were interested in that, and Frontier had a plan to deal with them and all of the questions that they would have. And that is to get rid of their entire customer service department.
As of today,
you can no longer call the airline or speak to an agent over the phone.
Who do you talk to if you have to change your flight or you're having an issue?
They've transitioned to fully digital communications, mostly with a single online chat bot who doesn't speak English as its first language.
Yeah.
And Frontier says
they're outsourcing.
It's the only way they can offer people the lowest fares in the industry.
I'm sure that you are also charged for even using the chatbot.
Yeah, probably. Totally. Yeah. Enter your credit card before we chat.
They're also using WhatsApp now to field questions and any concerns that you have.
Okay.
Because they say we found most customers prefer communicating over digital channels. It's another one of Frontier's smart cost-cutting measures, such as charging extra for advanced seat assignments and checking the size of your carry-on bags.
They're already awful.
They had customer service because at one point they thought we liked calling. Like, we never liked calling. It was just a necessity.
Yeah.
But you know, they do check the size of your carry-on bags and they charge you if it's over.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I hate
that. If your carry-on doesn't fit in the palm of your hand when you close it, you will be fined and publicly shamed for it.
Right.
And speaking of public shaming, let's get into the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
Digital Jake, check the size of our brains and make us feel inadequate, please. Tell us what we're going to be telling you.
Well, whenever we talk about Christmas, we tend to focus on the big man. Santa, Papa Noel, Zaddy Christmas.
Yeah.
And while he does deserve a lot of credit for working one day every year, what about his sweet, devoted wife, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, seriously.
What about her?
I saw her in a parade a couple weeks ago, and she had like a seat below Santa.
She's like, even on the float.
Dude, put her up next to him. Give me a break.
You're right. It's not easy being the underappreciated spouse of a beloved celebrity. Yeah. Just ask Brooke's husband.
And there's in the basement.
Yeah, of course. And there's always a chance she's finally had enough. And that's why a new survey asked 1,000 people to name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from. I have the top 4 most common responses, and let's unwrap them all in a game of Unglued Family Feud. We'll begin with the guy who slid into Santa's DMs but got left unread, young Jeffrey. Name something Mrs. Claus might leave the North Pole to escape from.
Do you think maybe she met someone on Ashley Madison?
She doesn't strike me as a cheater.
Really? Not even with one of the Rice Krispie elves?
Crackle.
I will say
he's a womanizer.
Yeah, I can see that about Crackle. Snap, on the other hand.
Yeah, no, he's straight laced. What if she just needed like a spa day though to get out of the cold relax?
Weather would be a reason I'd escape.
Yeah,
like give me a beach and a margarita.
That's She's going to South down. Beach in her two piece. So give me, what about for a spa day? She needs a spa day away from the North Pole.
Spa day? Not on my list. Sorry. Let's go over to Alexis. What's Miss Claus leaving the North Pole for?
I mean, no offense. I feel like the elves have got to be annoying. You know, it's like little children. She has to like watch all the time.
It's like babysitting almost.
Yeah, full-time babysitting.
And you know, they don't feel that way. They're like, we're adults.
Yeah.
Be like a person.
I'm sure they come to her for everything. I'm going to say to escape the elves.
Annoying elves? Number 3 on my list.
There we go.
3 more answers there. Let's go to Jose.
One of my first thoughts I wrote down was singing, but it was like all the elves were probably constantly in song.
I thought you'd for sure go spotty Wi-Fi. I mean, the North Pole cannot have very good Wi-Fi up there.
That's actually really true. How are you going to game? How are you going to play PlayStation or Xbox?
I don't think she's doing that.
But she's probably online shopping.
Yeah, true.
You know, she's sick of homemade gifts, for God's sakes. Yeah.
I'm going to go, though, with my very first thing that I wrote down, and just the cold weather, man. Year round, you never really see the sun. It's always snowing.
You'd be so pale.
Yeah, so I'm going to say to escape the cold weather.
The cold weather is number 1 on my list.
Okay.
Over to Brooke.
Okay. Maybe she's just sick of cookies and she wants some real food.
Oh.
Or maybe that's her answer. She's escaping because she has to cook all the time.
Well, sometimes I feel the farther north you go above the equator, the worse the food gets to me.
The blander.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. Reindeer sausage again.
I'm going to go with she wants some more exotic food.
Exotic food.
I like that answer.
Changing up the cooking is not on my list.
It's hot cocoa every day around here.
Okay. I think in a similar vein, she probably gets tired of hearing the same Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Because we hear them for what, 3-4 months out of the year and we get tired of them?
Yeah.
She gets them all 12 months.
You think?
Definitely.
Yeah,
you know
totally.
They don't play anything except Christmas music the entire year there. So I'm going to say she's getting out to find some new music.
She's hitting a Michael Bublé concert with you, Jeff.
Yes,
I can totally see Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
lighters up.
Jeff says Mrs. Claus is leaving the North Pole to get some new tunes.
Yeah.
It's not correct.
Really?
Oh, no.
I have two more correct answers on the board. Brooke, Mrs. Claus, she's leaving the North Pole. What's she escaping from?
What about just Mr. Claus getting naggy? She's escaping that.
When you live with someone and you're all around
them, you need a break.
No,
you know, any long marriage. They've been together for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Brooke says Mrs. Claus is escaping the North Pole to get away from Santa himself. And she's right.
I knew it.
That's a sad end to this one.
It's a healthy part of the relationship.
I can just see her taking a long drag off a cigarette. Just, God, that feels good.
Heard this story 400 times.
I'll recap the list real quick. The cold was the number one answer on the board. Brooke got number two, which was Santa himself. Mm. Number three, Alexis said Mrs. Claus is getting away from the annoying elves. And number four was the reindeer. The upkeep of the reindeer is ridiculous.
That falls on her? I mean, how many elves do they have?
I'm not saying it's her job. She's just escaping from the reindeer.
Yeah. She can smell reindeer poop every day from the barn.
All right, well, I'm going to be getting shocked here because I didn't get it right. Somebody wanted to hear, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Hey, we're into Christmas carol time.
All not right. cool, okay? Miss Claus hears this.
There you go.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
It was mistletoe. She had to kiss him.
It's the rule.
I don't defend her in this situation.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.